There is no reason for the vice president to fear for his life. The reason being he remains to be the incumbent vice president. He was only expelled from the All People's Congress Party, the party under whose ticket he came into governance. But so far, when the news came, I immediately had a chat with the president himself, Dr. Ernest Bai Koroma, who said there is no reason for the vice president to feel threatened, and because he can assure his safety and security, and that the issue about him even saying he wanted political asylum from the U.S. embassy is a little bit exaggerated. The reason being, there is no reason for that.
Well, there were reports that his bodyguards were changed without his knowledge or perhaps approval, despite the fact that as the vice president, he has supervision over some security aspects of the country. So why was his bodyguard changed without him being notified?
Well, normally, as it happened quite recently, just a week ago with President Koroma, few months ago, we announced to the public that new security arrangements have been put in place, wherein we have a joint leadership of the Sierra Leone police and the military. They are now in charge of the presidential fleet of guards. And the president's guards were changed, just as how any other minister's guards were changed. When it comes to that, it is more of an internal security arrangement and decision undertaken by the Sierra Leone police without having to consult the politicians. So this is what happened. And besides, the vice president is also on quarantine, which means some of those guards that are already also in quarantine, they'll need to disarm them so that they can redeploy other people with harm just to ensure the continued safety of the vice president himself.
Since he has about 4 days left to conclude his self-imposed quarantine, why wouldn't this move, you know, be put on hold? Why the haste?
Well, that will better be answered by the Sierra Leone police. As I mentioned, those are security arrangements. They decide when to rotate guards. They decide when to detail new guards. Even when the guards of the president were changed and others detailed, the president himself was never informed because it is an internal arrangement done by the Sierra Leone police. And I can say this is also a similar situation. But as you mentioned, maybe the Sierra Leone police will be in a better position to respond to that. But as a government, though, I want to reiterate what President Koroma has said personally and publicly, that there is no cause for alarm for the safety of the vice president because he was only expelled from the ruling party, of which he was a bona fide member, until when his expulsion came. And he still remains the vice president until when people have started challenging the constitutionality of him continuing to be a vice president because he came under the ticket of a political party which has expelled him. But that is another cup of tea altogether.
Some Sierra Leoneans I spoke with said the latest development of him fearing for his life, going into hiding, seeking for political asylum, is an embarrassment to the people of Sierra Leone and to the government. What is your take on that?
Well, my take on that is, as I mentioned to you, the ambassador to Sierra Leone even called President Koroma, and President Koroma, in my presence, assured him that everything is okay and there is no cause for alarm, and the vice president should continue to live his normal life. And I can also say, right now, we are just coming from Cambia and Potsloko district in the north, wherein the president continues to lead the social mobilization in our fight against the Ebola virus disease because of the mandate. And tomorrow, we are in Makeni and also going to Magoroka. So this tells you that the governance of the state continues, the fight against Ebola continues, and the issue with the vice president, I can say, is a very isolated incident.
The vice president supporters are saying that the change of guard and alleged witch hunting being perpetrated by the president and his administration are politically motivated to get rid of him.
Well, as I mentioned to you, he was only expelled from the party, that is the All People's Congress Party, and they came up with a press release wherein they detailed all the reasons for his expulsion. But I will not concentrate more on that. I'll rather concentrate on the security of the vice president, because I just spoke with him and I spoke with the wife 30 minutes ago and they sounded very okay. So that is a real demonstration that we are in touch with him and he feels secure where he is.